Previously on New Crits on the Block.
Please don't do this. Don't make us do this.
You can see pity on her face. Catan, you say this isn't the way things are meant to be, but it was. She looks down at you. I hope you all are prepared to die. She puts her hands out in front of her as her head arcs backwards as you hear this crashing noise at the backside of the chamber. You see a giant leviathan blasting through the wall, its mouth fully wide open as it's going right in front of all of you. So I got a question, but in this question, I want you to put yourself in my position. You're at a steakhouse.
Okay.
All right. You're at a steakhouse.
What year is it?
Yeah. What year is it?
It's 2023.
What month is it?
And were you?
And were you?
What?
Or were just you in your position?
Well, I was at a steakhouse.
Okay.
Right.
We're Jacob Perry at a steakhouse. In 2023.
Okay. You had some great lobster.
Ooh.
You had some great New York strip.
All right. No apps. Interesting. But okay, go ahead.
Sides. There was apps, but I can't remember what they were.
Sides.
There was let's let Jake
tell a story, okay?
All right. I'm trying to paint the picture.
No.
I'm curious how many drinks I've had.
You've had two whiskey drinks. I can't remember what the cocktails were.
Do we have a cider drink?
Oh, no. Wait, it was two paper planes. Two paper planes.
Good choice.
Did we sing the songs that remind us of the good times?
They weren't. The paper planes were pretty sweet. They weren't as good as I had them before.
Oh, okay.
Must not have been a Mara Nino. That's how you found me out.
Yep.
And then you had dessert, some creme brulee. It was delicious. Okay. No, it was
some
it was bread pudding.
Some creme brulee?
Creme brulee.
Some cram.
Okay, so we're not watching our weight. Got it.
You're not watching your weight.
No, it's a splurge night. It's all right.
Everyone else is getting coffee.
Everyone else is getting coffee.
You don't like coffee. You're not a coffee drinker.
Oh, this is hard for me to imagine, but okay.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jake. I'm with you, bud.
Yeah, you look at the waiter and you're like, you know, I would like something caffeinated, but I don't like coffee. There's another choice, tea. So you said, hey, can I have some tea? Now the waiter looks at you like you're fucking insane.
Because you are.
Like what?
Like,
who the fuck has tea after dinner? You know, you have a shot of espresso and you fuck off. That's what you do.
And you're some sort of...
You
idiot.
Were tea-shamed?
Yeah, I was tea-shamed.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, you were at a steakhouse and you were ordering tea like a little sissy fancy boy.
I don't like coffee.
Lord Fauntleroy over here.
What's so wrong with that?
Oh, you want me to cut your steak up
Please
for you
continue.
Too?
Please continue. Please continue.
All right, so what's the ultimate question, Jake?
Is that weird?
Oh, that's the question. Oh.
That's the question.
All right, let's go ahead and let's go around. Brian?
Not weird.
Okay.
Really, would it warrant the response of listeners that you can't see my face
so
right now, but this.
Do you, Jake, do you think you were being just overly sensitive or were you hyper aware of their reaction?
No,
if I talked to Zoe, if I called Zoe right now and I said, was the waiter's reaction as...
It was awkward. It was very awkward. Okay. And that's coming from me as an awkward person.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, you are an awkward person, so you're hyper aware of every other awkward person.
No, everyone else there. My dad, Joe, Nick Biederman, Zoe, they all said at the end, like, that hey, made that kind of weird.
Why did that guy need his last name mentioned?
I know. Why did his name need to be?
Well, because we have other Nicks in our life.
We do have other Nicks in our life.
Okay.
It wasn't our brother Nick. It was another Nick.
So let me ask you this, Jake. How did you ask for the tea? I think that's a...
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
You could ask for
we're
it
missing,
weird.
Yeah, did you like take your pants off and wave your penis around and then say, can I have some tea? Because I would also probably look at you kind of strangely if you did that.
I thought he was going for more like, Monsieur, I'll take your finest tea, please.
No,
yeah, where he said,
your finest oolong, please.
I think coffee is poo-poo butthead and I want tea instead.
We want tea. Me want tea.
No, it was,
yeah,
it was,
did you do that?
He went around the quarter, the table, and he's like, oh, you want coffee? You want coffee? I'm like, and then he got to me. I was like, oh, I don't really like that coffee that much. Do you guys have tea? And then he's like, tea? And I was like,
he's never heard the letter before.
Tea?
I was like, yeah, can I have some tea? He's like, I think we have tea. And I was like, okay, if you don't, then don't worry about it. But like, if you guys have tea, that'd be nice to have some.
Okay.
And then he went back and then he brought out like a whole box of assorted tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so you guys do have tea.
So I have questions. I have before I like give my full download on it. When he brought you the selection of tea, was there like an actual kettle? Was there like a little container? Did it seem like there was a display?
No, or
did
it's
it
just seem a little like he box. Grabbed it?
Just a box.
Yeah. We had it at Zeofredo's too.
But they had cups and pots and like, he didn't have to like bring a giant pot of water because they didn't have a kettle anywhere to be found. Like,
no, he just poured hot water in my like the same mug that the coffee was going into. And then I grabbed a tea bag.
He didn't give you an actual tiny tea kettle.
No.
He didn't give you a tiny tea kettle. But he did give you, and they gave you the same cup the coffee comes in.
Yeah.
And the box of tea was it just literally the cardboard box you buy at the store?
No,
or was
no.
it
like it was like the wooden box that has like the like the little plexiglass holes in it.
So you steeped your tea in the cup, not in a little mini kettle.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because it was just one, it was like one cup essentially. And then I grabbed
Yeah, he didn't make a pot of tea for him. You made the tea yourself.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
I think it is not weird to ask that because you're at a restaurant and people ask, I'm sure, for weirder things. So I don't think that's that weird. This restaurant is clearly not prepared for people to ask for tea. And I think that's more on them than it is on you. But the fact that you're the first person that ever made the request... it's troubling. Like and I understand why he'd be taken aback by it because especially after dinner, tea especially is more of a day thing, not a night thing.
Because you weren't specific about the type of tea, so he had to take the extra step of
like if you said chamomile,
you all of the tea they have.
Well, I said, what kind of tea do you have? And he said, I don't know. And
oh,
I
was okay. Like, then that's okay. That's why he looked like, oh shit, I don't know. And now I have to like fumble out with like a bunch of tea bags.
So he could have made your tea for you, but he didn't know the selections and was not prepared for the
So he brought
that's
the
on him. This whole thing's on him.
So Jake, he didn't look at you. This is a possibility. He didn't look at you like you're crazy. You inferred that he was looking at you like you're crazy. In reality, he was thinking to himself, oh shit, I don't know how to do my job.
I think it was more of the tea. And I was like, I don't know where.
Yeah, he said tea. Oh shit, I don't know what tea we have.
I have more questions.
More questions. Oh god.
Yes. Okay.
There's America. We don't drink tea here. We fought a war over tea.
What's the restaurant?
It was the meat cellar. It was the meat cellar.
Okay. Yeah. Did their menu have tea in the like drink section?
I don't know. Because I just asked.
By that point, he probably no longer had the menu.
Yeah, because everyone else just said, can they get some cappuccino? And I was like,
so here's the thing.
It's definitely not something on the dessert menu, though, right? Like, you get a shot of espresso, and then you have every other, aperitif.
For sure, but,
here's the deal. It's a restaurant. They have a box with tea in it. They sell tea. It's an option to be sold. You went to a restaurant and ordered a food item. They should bring it to you, and you should consume it. And there should be no other questions, comments, thoughts, or feelings regarding it. That's their job.
Yeah, it does seem strange to be so like... Yeah.
I think Christy hit it on the nose. The dude just didn't... He was just like, I don't know. I don't think about tea. Coffee's easy. Would you like some coffee? It's black. Here's coffee. We have caffeinated and non-caffeinated, and that's it.
I almost asked for milk too, but I knew that was probably going to be a stretch.
You were
going to
ask for milk? Oh.
Well, do you think he could have been looking at you like, hold on, you're not a 90-year-old lady?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what?
Well, I explained it. I said, I don't really like coffee. So I thought that would be like the icebreaker of like, why is this guy ordering tea? I didn't even think that the tea was weird.
They may have had little mini tea kettles and he just didn't even know.
Maybe. And you should be more firm about your dislike for coffee, because when you say, I don't really like coffee, you still kind of leave that window open for like, you could drink it. right?
Oh, I don't want to walk over and be like, I fucking hate it.
Like, dude, I fucking hate it. I fucking hate coffee. You give me coffee, I'm going to throw it back in your face. Just
throw up. Bring me the hottest coffee so I can smother your ugly face with it.
I'd rather drink the water that's in the bar mats. Just put that in a cup and heat it up for me.
So I will say, I've been doing some digging on their menus. Took some digging to find
the meat cellar, you mean?
Yes, the meat cellar. Okay. The meat cellar.
Yes.
They do indeed offer iced tea. For $3.
That's easy to make because you just pour the shit out, right? They already have a pitcher.
So they have tea.
Yeah.
For $3, they have tea.
Chick, you just happened to stump the Schwab there, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, what a pull, dude. What? Wow.
I don't get the reference.
I don't
know. I don't know it. I don't know it.
Somebody other than Matt and I are going to appreciate
that. Oh, man.
An old show on ESPN.
Yeah, he had like chai tea, breakfast tea, some chamomile, Earl Grey, green tea. Like they had like at least like 8 or 10 different teas.
I think what threw him off is the request for the tea after dinner. I think that was the issue.
But that's when so many people drink it, though. I don't feel like that's a weird thing.
It's a digestive. I feel like tea
isn't that when you drink it, like a warm tea to like?
Oh, you know what? I don't think they got. I think they might have got like that digestive drink at the end of.
Yeah, Joe's really into that. Coffee bean one.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what they all got.
There's nothing weird about drinking Sambuca. Tea. There's after 8 billion dinner. People on the planet.
Sambuca.
No, there's not.
Most of them drink tea as opposed to coffee.
The after dinner offering is usually an aperitif of some sort or a digestive, if you will,
drink
which is coffee.
Sambuca.
It's not.
There are digestive teas.
I don't think they had them. I had chai.
They don't off? Yeah.
It was good.
I think it's more of a pre-dinner drink or a brunch drink or like a day drink.
I mean, I think we got to remember that like we're just a bunch of like, we're a bunch of white people living in California. Our view of like the world is this is a big country with a lot of people in it. People drink tea.
This is coming from someone. I only drink tea at night after dinner. That's my only time. The only time I ever want tea is, ooh, it's a cold night. Ooh, I'm going to make some chamomile or some ginger tea and I have it for bed. I never ask for it at a restaurant, though. That's never something I would do.
Look, I love coffee. I love tea. I love the Java Jive. And it loves me. I think we can all agree on that.
Great.
Matt, are you wanting us to move on from this? Is that why you're kind of wrapping that up with a
reference from a song from like a terrible poem. 40s or 30s? Yes. Poem. That's,
like
a, that's the Java Jive.
Like tea.
That's the Java Jive, sir.
Okay.
So well, end result is not weird. Okay.
Yep,
end result is you shouldn't have been shamed for your weird choice. Nope. It was a strange choice, but not that strange.
Yep. I feel like
asking for a glass of milk would have been insane.
A glass of warm milk.
So
for your tea? Yeah. No, he doesn't know how to. They don't know how to tea already.
No.
You also asking for milk would have just, even though that's definitely something you put in coffee and it's totally fine. He would have thought you were insane.
Yeah, it would have blown his top.
I think I would have I know he's probably a robot, honestly. I think I short wired him or short circuited. Short wired.
Speaking of drinks, what's everyone drinking right now?
Water.
I got a Matador right now.
Ooh, nice.
Easy. I can yell at Zoe and see if she'll make me a drink.
Ben, better not
I'm
be
drinking
tea.
Coffee.
Ben's drinking his post nasal drip.
That is, yeah, that too.
Yeah, he's also drinking that. He's more like chewing that, let's be honest. That's more of a meal.
No, that's a nighttime issue. During the day, it's a little bit thinner.
Blech.
Okay, well,
Brian and I are having a nice sidecar.
Ooh. One of my faves. I love the image that Philippa is just sitting here waiting for like Jake
for
to
us.
Get back to her. You know what I mean?
Well, I bet you she has thoughts and feelings about tea.
Okay, so last episode, Clay summoned a Leviathan that came crashing through.
Oh, right.
Through the entrance to her chambers. So can I have everyone make a dexterity saving throw.
Absolutely.
As it comes crashing through the room.
Fuck you, Jake.
Easy. Okay. Yeah, baby. Eowyn rolled a 24, 11 plus, or excuse me, 13 plus 11. What about...
what bonuses do I get?
Well, what I was going to say is, what about the old sea hag?
Yeah, she's making a dex save too.
Really? Even though she's held by Philippa?
You'll see why.
Oh boy. Okay, here we go. Sea hag's dex save. Not her best.
I don't think it matters.
Do I get any bonuses from Katana?
That's a nat 20, baby!
Sea hag! Yes!
So here's the question, Jake. Is it half damage if they fail?
It is half damage.
Oh no. Well, they might roll really bad damage.
Okay, so what did everyone else get? 24 for Eowyn.
I'm still waiting to see what bonuses I receive from Catan.
I don't. So I walked too far forward. Away. So the question, and you said you hid. So I'm going to go ahead and guess you're probably 10 feet away from me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, well, Leaf got a 9.
Oh!
But the Sea Hag gets a bonus from me.
Oh! No! Okay, then 24 total for Sea Hag. Sea Hag also got a 24.
Wow. So 9 for Leaf. Yeah. Boral, what'd you get?
Boral got a 16 plus 4 for a dirty 20.
Nice.
Okay, that's good. Catan?
Catan failed.
Oh, what'd you get? Like fully?
Just failed.
Oh,
like what? Tell us the number, Ben.
What did we get?
Yeah, what's the number?
He rolled a 2.
Oh, so
on the dice. And you can go ahead and let me do the math if you want to, but he failed.
Do the math.
It's like a 5, I think, total, right?
It actually is. Very good. Yeah, 2 minus 1 and then plus 3.
3.
So, yeah, 4. 5.
So, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, 4. 4.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
4. Thank you.
4.
Sorry, I wasn't bothering to actually... I did not want to convert any brain power into doing the most basic arithmetic because I already knew the answer.
That's my problem all the time, too.
Okay, so Catan and Leaf fail.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Let me roll some dice. So if you failed, you take 43 points of ice damage. And if you passed, you take 21 points of damage.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Or
sorry,
like
did I pass?
You take nothing.
I don't know if I missed that. What did I have to beat?
You beat it.
Okay, thank you.
Because you got a 30-20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you beat it. So as this Leviathan like crashes through this wall, you notice that it is not a like living Leviathan. It's just like this ice, almost like this icicle like creature that's blasting through the wall that looks like a Leviathan. As it runs through, you feel like these razor sharp edges of its body trying to like slice through you. It's has like hundreds of teeth in its open maw. As it goes and jumps over you, Eowyn, you kind of like just lay down and like are looking up at it as it's flying over top of you. Leaf, you get caught right in like the front of it, and it's a few of its teeth kind of stab you as it kind of just goes over top of you and like slides, like slices the back of your head. And Boral, you kind of are just dodging out of the way of it as it kind of like just has some of the shards on the side of it cut you. And then it crash lands onto Catan. As you can see, as it crashes, it kind of just melts down into water and dissipates away as it melts. And you see all the water and ice from it like form a circle and then get absorbed up by Glace. That was her legendary action after Leaf's turn.
Hey,
Hey,
Jake.
Yeah.
The sea hag goes down.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah?
Someone play the funeral song.
Hey, Jake. Yeah.
Philippa gets 450 XP.
Oh, no.
She does. What?
She levels up mid battle.
Yeah.
No.
She is at level 20.
No.
Oh, no.
Sea hag goes down, Jake.
Okay.
Fuck. Christy, you and I need to make concentration checks.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. DC, what did you say? 21? DC 21, because that's half the damage.
Jake, can I roll death saves for the sea hag?
Yes, you can if you'd like.
I would like to, yes.
Do you want to just get them out of the way and roll them all now?
Yeah, let's roll them
is
all now.
Is that a con save?
Yeah, make a concentration save, which is a con saving throw.
That's a pass, 17. That's a crit fail, so that's two deaths. And that is a 16. Okay, it's coming down to this. It's coming down to this, C-Hag! And 8, C-Hag, Jake.
Oh no, not again. Jake, we have to grieve Jake, again?
Jake, the C-Hag goes down.
The C-Hag
has failed its saving throws.
You know, I'm looking at this art here, this official art of the C-Hag, and she might be hideous,
fire.
But in the picture, she has some good side boob going on.
I don't know how the
here.
Rest of it
fire.
Goes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is happening
right
now?
We're doing a whole 21 gun salute is what we're doing.
No, you didn't hear what Ben just said?
Oh, I was too busy firing.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
I was too busy being a trumpet.
No, never mind. Move on.
No, we'll let that one be for the listeners.
Oh, yeah,
now
that
you
one's
to
for
edit
them.
This later.
Wait, what did you say?
No. You have to listen to the episode.
Damn
You're
going
to have to listen to the episode.
Okay. You guys are doing that, and Ben said what he said. Fucking
okay.
Yeah, okay. Shit's all off right, the rails. Right. What the fuck?
Christy, what's your concentration check?
I got a nat 20, baby.
Hey, did you really?
Plus 2 for a 22. Yes, I did. Ain't
so
nothing going to break my concentration. I'm focused
so
as
did
fuck.
I.
Ain't nothing
did you really?
I also got a nat 20.
Ain't nothing going to slow me
oh,
down.
Plus?
Down.
Whatever, I got a nat 20. So it's for me, it's a 33.
Damn, okay, we're so focused. We're like, uh-uh.
So we don't lose our spells.
Cool. You guys didn't even get sort of distracted by your new best friend going down, huh? Not even just a little bit.
I was also giving her a trumpet salute, so
yeah.
I could do
anyone,
both, clearly.
Do you want to have a moment and say something for the Sea Hag real quick before we get back into the fight?
I do.
Glay stops the fight. Okay. She's like, hold on.
She gets it, right?
She's evil.
She's not a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's still a little bit of humanity.
Like, her classification
there.
Literally in the handbook is not monster.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God, I don't think I could do this. Leaf, please, if you could take over for me, that'd be great. Thank you.
What, me? Oh, okay. Dearly...
Dearly beloved, Prince comes in. We got here today to celebrate this thing.
Oh, so
we
are going to do it. You are going to do it. Okay. Dearly beloved...
No, sorry, that's it. Bye.
Oh. Well, I guess that was it. Just throw a flower for her.
That was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Leaf. Thank you, Prince. Artist formerly known as. Appreciate
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Okay, time in.
Okay, Boral, it is your turn.
Well, at least this hag is over.
What?
Gag. So is the Leviathan still... A
it's
thing
gone.
In the room or it's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
it was an attack. It was an attack. She's shining at you.
What Guys, is this, happening?
This episode halfway in so far is wild.
What a tone shift, huh?
Yeah.
All it takes is you guys having one drink.
And Jake got a little bit of sausage. Yeah. At least all.
All right. Well,
a she little can... sausage usually changes my demeanor too.
Me too.
Just brightens the day.
Right. She can bring
that
in
sausage
giant freaking creatures. So can I.
Oh. Well, I guess I started it. I apologize. That was on me, guys.
I guess I started with my question about tea.
I started bringing the creatures into the fight. So I apologize with the Leviathan. That one's on me.
Yeah. You made right. it a summoning party.
I am going to cast Illusory Dragon.
Ooh.
Illusory Dragon? How about a Winnery Dragon? Come on, that one's good. Winnery. I did it, guys. Come on. I did it that time, for sure. No one's laughing.
I laughed.
Jake left. Ben Jake's is staring gone. Down in shame.
I'm trying to find a spell that will... magically make this entire fight.
Brian, you liked it, right?
I did, honey. That was good.
Okay,
good job.
it just
kind of diminished my moments of casting this.
Oh, sorry. You do you. Okay.
No, you did like a diminished Trump there. I don't like Lose the dragons, all right? I like win a dragons.
Well,
don't like the loser dragons, only the winner dragons.
Don't we all agree?
Everybody knows that jokes. Everybody knows. I've stated for the record that I like winning dragons, all right?
I like that Brian has like a blues guitarist vibe yeah. kind of going on there.
Yeah, I wish Trump sounded like that.
I can't do a Trump impression, and I refuse to learn.
No, it was good.
You got the hand gesture in.
All right.
You don't need it.
Illusory dragon, meaning it's an illusion.
Oh.
Loser. Oh. Okay.
Not that he's a bad dragon, like a loser dragon.
Got it.
It's an eighth level spell. By gathering threads of shadow material from the I assume you want me to read all this, Jake. Jake, where'd you go? No, there you are.
Right here.
I assume you want me to read all this.
Please
gathering
do.
Threads from the shadow material from the Shadowfell, you create a huge shadowy dragon in an unoccupied space you can see within range. The illusion lasts for the spell's duration and occupies its space as if it were a creature. When the illusion appears, any of your enemies that can see it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become frightened for 1 minute. If a frightened creature ends its turn in a location where it doesn't have line of sight of the illusion, it can repeat the saving throw, ending the effect on itself as a success. As a bonus action on your turn, you can move the illusion up to 60 feet. At any point during its movement, you can cause it to exhale a blast of energy in a 60-foot cone originating from its space. When you create the dragon, choose the damage type, acid, cold, fire, lightning, and necrotic or poison. Each creature in the cone must make an intelligence saving throw, taking 76 damage on of the chosen type on a failed save or half as much on a successful one. The illusion is tangible because of the shadow stuff used to create it. But attacks miss it automatically, it succeeds on all saving throws, and it's immune to all damage and conditions. A creature that uses an action to examine the dragon can determine that it is an illusion by succeeding on an intelligence investigation check. Against your spell save DC, if a creature discerns the illusion for what it is, the creature can see through it and has advantage on saving throws against its breath.
So okay. much stuff.
Holy, okay.
Got all that, everyone?
So what type is it?
It's going to do fire.
Hey, everyone. It's your favorite player, Matt, and welcome to this week's Middle Break. Just got done watching the 2024 Oscars. Wow, what a fun, glamorous evening of Tinseltown. I got to tell you, I'm a big movie fan. We try to watch almost every single of the movies that are nominated every single year. I, you know what I do? I love it. I love it as vapid as it is. I still really do enjoy the entire thing. So just got done with that. So now I'm in a great mood recording this after one of my favorite TV shows of the year, celebrating all things Hollywood. So let's celebrate all things New Crits, huh? There are a few ways that you can help us grow our podcast. The first way, subscribe, rate, review to our podcast wherever you get our podcast from. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcatcher you use, we're obviously right there on it. Go there, leave a review, hit the subscribe button, download all the episodes, and write a little synopsis about why you like our podcast so that other people might stumble upon it and think, you know what? I think I might like this podcast too. Also, make sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at New Crits and on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at New Crits on the Block. That is where we post most of our updates for episodes, things of that nature. The best way you can help us grow there is by share those posts to your own platforms. Put them on your stories, put them on your feeds, tag people in them. I know it's a small thing to ask, but it really does go a really big way. It really goes a big way. Does that make sense? I don't know. We're just going to roll with that because that's what we do here. We're doing it live, huh? We grow most from you giving the word of mouth. That's the only way we grow right now. So doing those things really helps us keep doing what we're doing and giving you our fun podcast. So if you want us to keep going, hey, pitch in to help out a little bit. One of the ways we like to give back to all of you for doing those things is we have a Discord for all things New Crits, but not all things New Crits. Of course, you can come in there. We have channels where you can talk about the show, talk to the cast, talk to other fans of the podcast. But we also have channels in there if you just want someplace to hang out. We got that too. It's a safe, inclusive space. We welcome one and all to come join us. We have cultivated an amazing fan base over the last few years. So if you haven't joined our Discord yet, what the heck are you waiting for? Now you might be thinking, well, Matt, I want to help you do all these things. I want to make your Oscar night even more special. But how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock will get you to all the places that I mentioned and some places that I didn't even have time to mention. linktr.ee/newcritsontheblock. It is your central hub for all things New Crits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single Monday. That ain't stopping anytime soon. So let's get you back into this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Until then, be safe out there. We love y'all. Be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.
Fire. Okay, so out in front of you, you put this illusionary dragon as a adult red dragon appears in front of Glace as it still, like, flies down and crash lands, or what seemingly seems like a crash landing onto the ground. Does it take your turn? How does it, or do I re-roll?
It's another, I use its action as a bonus action. Like, as a bonus action, I can command it to do stuff.
Okay. So let me make the wisdom check to see if she's frightened. That is a 14 plus 6 for 20.
That just beat it.
Oh, shit. Okay. And then are you using your bonus action to...
Yes.
Do your blast? So that's an intelligence saving throw?
I'm going to do the blast. Yeah, intelligence.
That is a 19 plus 2.
Fuck. Yeah. What about all the other minions?
Those are all dead, Chris. Oh, no, there's two. You're right. There's still two swords. Yeah,
it's a 60-foot cone. I'm sure he can
One
hit.
Of them fails and is frightened. The other one got an 18. 19 minus
fail.
1.
Fail.
It's a fail?
Fail.
Nice.
Okay. All right. And then they also do 16. It's an intelligence, so 16 minus is 15 for the save. And then fail. A 3 minus 1 for a 2. So they both fail. And then Glace passes both.
Okay.
So what's the damage?
It is a total of 27.
Okay, so she takes half.
So she gets advantage on, well, yeah, okay, she already passed, so she gets half of that. Yeah.
You see the sword sentinels as one of them goes to, like, stab at you again, this illusionary fire breath comes out of the dragon, covering the ground in flames as this sword sentinel just melts away, and the other one goes to try to stab Leaf as it just dissipates into water as it, you see it, like, scrambling because it's more of like an illusionary flame, so it's like panicking and, like, swiping at itself trying to stop the flames that aren't really there, and you see it just, like, fall to the ground, like, shaking, and then it starts to, like, melt itself, and then we go, so that's all of the small guys are gone. That was quick. Catan, it is your turn. You're in front of Glace. The Leviathan just crashed in front of you, and the Sea Hag is dead. What would you like to do?
You don't got to say it like that.
Catan spends his entire turn mourning the Sea Hag.
Thank you.
He uses all three of his actions, as well as his bonus action, all of his movement and his reaction.
Thank you.
And that's the end of his turn. I suppose there's nothing else he can do.
And I'm sure everybody else will follow suit as well.
The situation is just
any
too
words?
Sad.
Words? Talking's a free action. Do you want to say anything?
He's too, dude, he has too much grief.
Yeah.
Between the hag and Philippa, he doesn't know which one he's more upset over. I understand that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the hag.
Well, yeah.
That's obvious.
Thank you.
Well, the hag was your friend.
I'm just wondering something real quick.
Uh-oh.
Is it going to be real quick, or
he's wondering something?
To his old tricks, guys. 40 minutes later.
I don't see how this is an illusion spell. It's not evocation. I think Catan has to take the damage from the dragon.
Oh, yeah.
How could he not?
How could he not?
So what was the damage, by the way?
We got some saves to make, right?
Yeah, 27. Hold on.
Yeah, make a save.
Yeah, you're not going to get frightened.
Well,
by
that's
it.
A fail. So that's a 3 plus whatever. So that's a full 27 damage. All right. Ow. And now I need to make a DC 13 saving throw. 57. Okay.
Is that for your hex blade?
That's for my haste.
Oh.
And I passed it.
Woo.
8 plus a bunch. 8 plus 13. So 21.
Love that math.
All right. So Catan is also lit on fire by shadow magic and illusion. But I think he's okay with that. Even if he's not, what are you going to do? Oh, well. So when I stabbed Philippa with the frost heart blade, as we said, it didn't seem to damage her body.
Yeah.
Knowing that, Catan just fucking goes all out. All right. He still has haste active. He already has advantage because of the fairy fire. So, and he already has a concentration spell up. So there's really nothing he can do with his bonus action. So he just attacks 3 times. So here we go. First one is a 16 plus 12.
With advantage, don't forget.
Yep, I did. So I assume 16 plus 12, that's a hit.
What is it? 28.
Yeah, against Philippa. It. Okay. Next one is a crit. 19.
Jesus.
And next one is another 19.
Damn, dude.
Well.
All right. Pause the podcast again.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, I guess on those 2 crits, he'll use his 4th levels. And then on this one, he'll use a 3rd level. So are you guys ready to hear my total damage roll?
Tell us, Ben, give us a rundown of how many each dice you're rolling right now. You don't have to break them down. Just say, yeah.
I am rolling a total of 58
D8. Oh, my God.
58?
Well, technically I should roll 12. Jake, I should technically roll, if you want to, this makes the math harder. I should roll 12, 24, 34 D8, and you should double that.
Oh, my God.
So let's do that.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. What are the other dice you're rolling?
I was so proud of my firestorm, just my 7d10, like, woohoo!
That's a fun animation on D&D Beyond. Is rolling 58
d8. You wouldn't even be able Ben's to see your screen.
You see an explosion in Ben's house and he just goes blank. Yeah,
sparks start flying like really old.
So
school.
If I roll 34 d8 for my radiant damage,
I can hold it!
And now we're going to double this because this is radiant damage. So that's 155 damage, not doubled.
So like 300 damage. Okay.
So 310 radiant damage.
Oh my God. That's
okay. And now we'll roll.
Ben went super saiyan.
5d10.
He really did. Oh no.
That's another 30. So okay. We're at 340 plus the 36 that he just gets. So that's 76. That's 376 damage divided amongst 3 attacks. When you double all of my radiant damage using 2 level 4 smites, which I crit on, and a level 3 smite.
So Jake, how much damage did you say?
376.
Ben, I don't mean this in a weird way at all, but if you could just answer for us, how hard are you right now? But not in a sexual way, just for science.
No, the trick is to not do this in a sexual way, Ben. So do,
yeah,
do your
it's
best
not
here.
Sexual all right. At all. Not sexual at all, but like, how hard are you?
No,
right
he's got
now?
It. He's got it. Okay. He's got it.
I'm actually not hard at all.
Because you've already orgasmed?
Because you already came.
Because I'm done.
He just did it. He just did it right in his pants. He creamed.
That's it.
He creamed it's his just, jeans, baby.
I didn't know it was possible, but I actually managed to ejaculate without getting a hard on. It was that fast.
An instantaneous duration?
Wow.
I mean,
dude, I've only heard of that in Legend. I didn't even know that was real.
Casting time 376
damage, and then you might.
Yeah, Ben cast, more damage Ben cast ejaculate as a did. Reaction.
His bonus
in two
action.
Rounds, in two rounds of combat, you single-handedly did more damage than everybody.
In the entire campaign?
Well, yeah, probably. In the entire history of this podcast, yeah.
I have ever rolled that much damage.
That's insane.
No, that's the highest damage roll for this podcast for sure, 100%.
Well, yeah. It's over three attacks.
Doesn't matter. In one turn, that's the highest damage output we've ever had on this podcast.
Yeah, it's one turn.
Can I tell you, Hag, probably close second, but I still don't want to take away from your
time. Yeah. Wow.
Eight. 8,376. What's it? Is there even really a number between that?
Now, Philippa goes down here. I just want to, I'm sure that 8 hit points that the hag hit you with.
Yeah.
Jake.
With, totally and my helped. 60.
And 60.
And 27. And so 80 something that I did.
And my fairy fire for advantage. You're welcome.
Oh, no, that's been a huge help because I wouldn't have been able to cast haste on the previous round. Had I not done that, although I would have cast it this round. Regardless, yes, that has actually been a huge help that Christy did not lose her her fairy fire. Because then I would have used vow, whatever. The point is, that's a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage. And of course, it's on Philippa too. Hey, quit doing the max amount of damage to Philippa anytime you have an opportunity to.
He's so efficient when it comes to
although I guess this is the one time we're happy with.
Yeah, this sword doesn't seem to damage her body. It seems to only damage Glace. So, Jake, reminder. If you deal more than its max health, if you double its max health and damage, you kill something outright. Just a reminder. How's Glace looking?
So you swing your sword three times, just effortlessly.
I would like to say this is like that cool anime scene where you like charge something and you hit it and then like you're screaming the whole time like and every time as you're like going through various mountains and they're exploding behind you and each time there's another blast of energy, as Brian said, very Super Saiyan.
You stab her one time as you hear again that like guttural scream coming from Glace as you pull the sword back out and slash across her chest and then kind of pull your sword back and grab it with your shield hand and just thrust the sword into the chest of Philippa and Glace. As you stab the sword, you feel the blade hilt go through Philippa and your hands hit her chest as you see this entity get ripped out from the back of Philippa as this like ethereal frost elemental gets pushed out of her. And as you see that, you see Philippa's hair start to lose that whiteness and turn back to blonde. Her eyes lose that like black ichory color with the like snow white pupils as her blue eyes come back and her pupils kind of come back into focus as she is staring at you with your Frostheart blade through her chest, but the blade is like ethereal. You hear this loud roar as you see that black ichor start to course through the frost elemental that is Glace, as you see the ice from the ground start to rip up and start to culminate around her body as this giant figure starts to build up bigger than Gaia, as you now see a monstrosity of ice with like multiple hands starting to grow out of its body. It's like the center of it is just one big like iceberg as one hand
two, three, four, five arms start to rip out of its body. Three legs kind of come out like a, almost like a horse, or there's like two legs that go out into the front and then two legs that kind of go out into the back. I guess more of like a spider, but if it only had four legs. And the creature has like these floating eyes that kind of don't really stay in one spot. You can see them kind of like separating and going around its body until they fixate down onto you, and all five hands clasp together, and one after another they go to crush down on top of your head, Catan, as you have removed Glace from Philippa.
Yay! Is Philippa alive?
You'll see in just a second.
Okay.
maybe that's a secondary concern, not the four giant hands about to crush you.
Meh.
Catan, you see these hands going down in an arc over this creature's head, going to smash the ground where you stand, also being the ground where Philippa stands. You could tell that if you pulled the sword out of Philippa and guarded yourself, you might be okay and be able to withstand the blows. Philippa looks dazed and confused, like she's kind of out of it right now.
Can't see why. So Jake, are you rolling a single attack and you're deciding, like, you're asking me to decide who it's going after, or is this like a
yes, pretty much. Well, it's gonna be four attacks.
Oh, I would protect Philippa.
Okay,
I mean, that's just, I would suffer the brunt of this if possible. Anything I can do to reduce the attack on her and direct it towards me would be what I do.
Well, the first slam's a crit.
All right. So I still have haste active. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to give me each damage separately so I can tell you whether or not I lose haste and thus lose the AC bonus to it. Also, I need to know when and if I cast a shield.
Yeah. Okay. So with the 20, it'd be 35.
Yeah, that's the crits hit. So what's how much damage is that?
It's going to be 20 D10.
Ugh.
Okay. That's 123 damage.
Wow. Okay.
For the first hit.
Hey, you know what? Catan's still up.
Can you go ahead and roll Constitution check?
I can't maintain my
haste. Yeah, I know.
It's a DC 50 something. Okay, so I lose my haste spell after getting turned into goo.
Yeah, right. And then I'll describe this once I get through these. Okay, that's not a good one. 9 plus Couton. 15 for 24.
I lost my haste, so now my AC is 23. So as a reaction, I use shield. So that misses.
And you haven't used a reaction yet. That's right.
I lost my last reaction because now it was my turn. Yeah. So, okay. So misses.
Oh, man. That's a crit one. Ooh. Crit failure.
Oh, a natural one. Okay. Oh, yeah. So auto miss. Last attack.
And, oh, man. I rolled really bad. That crit was the only one I got. That's an 8 plus 15.
Another miss. All right. So, you didn't roll really bad. You hit me for 123 damage, which if you were to do again, no, it wouldn't outright kill me. Catan is still standing. He is alive and protecting Philippa. And as this thing absolutely wails on him, he is looking at her, trying to make sure that she sees him, that the first thing she sees when her whatever clarity she regains is his face. And despite all of this, he's trying to smile at her.
As you're trying to smile, like the first hammer fist comes down and just smashes into your shield as you're kind of holding it up above your head. We'll say the radiant light of the shield starts to emit above you as you just have the fist just smash down. You can feel your feet like sink a foot into the ice as it crushes through, bringing you down to one knee as you just take on the rest of the barrage of these strikes as you are just trying to smile towards Philippa. As she kind of regains like her senses and she's looking you in the eyes and she sees your smile and you can see her starting to smile back, but you feel this warmth in your side as you look to your stomach, right where your like liver is. You see an icy dagger jammed into your side, Philippa holding the hilt of it as she smiles up at you. Gotcha.